Viserys bristled. "Guard your tongue, Mormont, or I'll have it out. I'm no lesser man. I'm the rightful Lord of the Seven Kingdoms. The dragon does not beg."
Ser Jorah lowered his eyes respectfully. Illyrio smiled enigmatically and tore a wing from the duck. Honey and grease ran down over his fingers and dripped down into his beard as he nibbled at the tender meat. "There are no more dragons," Dany thought, staring at her brother, though she did not dare say it aloud. Yet that night she dreamt of one. Viserys was hitting her, hurting her. She was naked, clumsy with fear. She ran from him, but her body seemed thick and ungainly. He struck her again. She stumbled and fell. "You woke the dragon," he screamed as he kicked her. "You woke the dragon! You woke the dragon!" Her thighs were slick with blood. She closed her eyes and whimpered. As if in answer, there was a hideous ripping sound and the crackling of some great fire. When she looked again, Viserys was gone. Great columns of flame rose all around, and in the midst of them was the dragon. It turned its great head slowly. When its molten eyes found hers, she woke, shaky, and covered with a fine sheen of sweat. She had never been so afraid.